Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
True or false, Business Coach, leaders need to learn to let go.
I think we're relying on heresy here now. Because when you own a small business, you're expected to be in charge and have the final say. Pretty soon that being in charge is expected in all areas of your life, and you find that you are never taking the opportunity to really just let go. In fact, some business owners are so used to being in charge, they don't feel comfortable being out of control. They always want to have the final say in everything. But great leaders have learned there are times to let go and just enjoy the ride. So let's take a three simple ways to learn to let go.
What would the first one be?
A vacation. Where you don't take charge of anything. You don't structure it. You don't do anything. You don't drive. You don't pick the destinations. You don't even pick the restaurants when you're off on vacation. You simply go with the flow on all decisions. If this scares you or makes you feel uncomfortable, you desperately need to do this. I'm talking to a lot of people right now, I know.
All right. Secondly.
Oh, this is heresy also. Ditch the phone and the watch. To fully recharge your batteries, there comes a time to get rid of technology that controls us. Even if it's just for the weekend, forget time, forget news, and forget the phone. Experience what it feels like to be a human being instead of a human doing.
And lastly,
look at your health. And this is all silliness aside. As a business owner, you are the most important critical element to your business. Moving health up on your priority list is so important. Letting go periodically is good for your mental and your physical and your business health.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.